Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
At 2 o'clock this afternoon, this year's CAO applicants will receive their round one college course offers, and over 83,000 people now have applied. And despite random selection for some course places and the inflated grades, around 60% are expected to receive their first choice, which is good news for all of those people. Well, we're going to get more detail on all this now. I'm joined by education editor with the Irish Times, Carl O'Brien. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Claire.
So have we a sense of what we can expect from the offers today, or do we have to wait until that moment at 2 p.m. to see where how the land lies on them?
Yeah, we do have some significant indicators of what way things are going. And as you said, you know, the good news is most students, at least half, are going to get their first choice college place this year, and probably up to 85%. Will get one of their top three places. So that, I think, will keep a lot of students happy this year. The bad news is that, as you mentioned, random selection is back. Now, random selection, as you know, is basically a lottery to select college places. And this is going to feature across, by my estimate, possibly around a dozen places. And these are high points, prestigious courses like certainly medicine in one case, dentistry, veterinary medicine, business management, engineering, those types of really high points courses. Certainly in one case, there will be a college place on 625 points. So that is the maximum points you can get. And the places for that college course will be decided on random selection. Okay, that's especially cruel for those.
Very difficult, because you'll have all those students bunched up at the top on the same points, and it's a lottery, isn't it?
It is. And that's why we're having these lotteries. It's the volume of students who are achieving these really high grades because of the inflated grades. And then it makes it difficult for universities to differentiate between those top candidates. So if you've loads of students on 625 points, well, then a lottery is the only way to select them. So that is cruel. But it should be said, it is only about a dozen courses out of about 1,000. So most students won't have to worry about random selection.
Okay, and that's an important point to make. But for those people who are going into their leaving cert year this week, they're going to be up against these students, some of whom maybe didn't get the course that they wanted to at the higher end, at the 625 points. They might well hold off until next year, and that's where the class of 2025 are going to run into problems.
This is the problem with grade inflation. You know, once you inflate the grades, you know, a lot of people are happy because it's good news on the face of it for a lot of students and indeed parents. You know, they're seeing their children getting really impressive grades. But when you deflate them, that's where it causes problems. Now, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has signaled that we will begin to deflate the grades from next year. But I'll take that with a grain of salt, because we've heard that twice before and it hasn't happened. And also, who knows what minister is going to be in place post the general election. So we'll see what happens. But as of now, the plan is to slightly reduce the grade inflation next year. So to give you a sense of that, this year, all grades were inflated by about 7.5% on average. Next year, the plan as of now is to inflate those grades by about 5.5% or thereabouts percent. So they're small but significant margins. And as you said, the unfairness comes where you have a student from the class of 2025 competing with a student in the class of 2024 or 2023 or 2022 on that higher, more inflated set of results. And it is likely, I'm sure, that we will see some controversy, maybe some legal actions when that does wash out into the system this time next year.
Yeah, because undoubtedly there will be people who, you know, have long desired a course, mightn't have managed to get in 23 or 24. And the sensible thing for them to do is to hold off if they can for 25.
Yeah, it would be. If you've narrowly missed out this year, certainly deferring would be a good option, or it's certainly reapplying next year. I guess the only downside to that is, you know, CO points are dynamic. They go up and down, and CO points are basically a reflection of two things, really. It's the supply and demand of the college places, and then the grades achieved by those applicants. And supply and demand can go up and down. You know, certain things become popular one year, not so popular next. So you're not guaranteed what way points are going to go next year. But there is a greater likelihood that you should see at least a slight reduction across most courses.
And just finally, Carl, on the timing of this, 2 o'clock today, is that how it's going to be from here on out? Because it wasn't always in the middle of the day, was it?
It wasn't. Not so long ago, the Leaving Cert results were out in the middle of August, and then the CO results, CO offers followed a few days later. And that was a much better system. It gave students more time to sort out college accommodation, to get everything set for the new college year. Now it really is a race against time because you're seeing students getting their offers today. It's 2 o'clock. Some colleges will be reopening for first years around the 9th of September. So that's really asking an awful lot of students. But really, this is down to the late release of the Leaving Cert results, and it's a hangover from COVID. And there's a couple of things behind those late results. One is the fact that we now have a second set of exams, Leaving Cert exams in July for students who might be sick or ill. And also you have this what's called a post-marking intervention. So that's where they're inflating these grades. That takes time to do as well. So that's pushing out the Leaving Cert results. So I think there will be pressure on the next minister to try and get these results back earlier, back to a more normal timescale for the
Yep,
well-being of
a
students.
big job of work to sort out a couple of issues there with the Leaving Cert and also the college offers. Carl, thank you very much. That's Carl O'Brien there from the Irish Times. Maura Fey will be here next, and she's talking about swimming lessons.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.